In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We remember this day the blessed apostles St. Peter and St. Paul, missionary preachers to the Jews and to the Gentiles. We thank God for them, for they were men obsessed not with speculation about what Jesus would do or about how we should behave or believe. They were men inspired by God to care for nothing but the saving reality of who Jesus is. Red adorns the altar this day to remind us of the blood that these faithful men shed, but also, more importantly, to remind us of the blood by which they were transferred into heaven. For that blood, shed for them and for us by God in the flesh, is also poured forth this day from the chalice to cleanse your lips and inspire your confession. For it is what men say that reveals who they are. None of us really has the ability to conceal what is in our heart. It always comes out in the end. That is why we try to cover up so much. That is why spin doctors exist, because no politician has yet been born who could not keep his mouth, or who could keep his mouth shut. How many times have we pretended that we forgot something when we really hadn't? Or how many times have we pretended that we didn't mean what we said when we really did? Or how many times have we feigned shock and hurt because we had been misinterpreted when we really hadn't? It is what comes out of the mouth that defiles a man, the scripture tells us, because the mouth reveals the heart. If you cannot tell the truth about the simplest things, if you always color the facts, exaggerate and edit, if you tell other people's stories as though they were your own, if you act like you are better than you are, if you put on a different face at church than the one you wear outside of church, if all this causes you to feel deep down inside like a phony, it's because your heart is black with sin. Repent. There is hope for you, for even you. For notice this, our Lord did not ask St. Peter what he was doing, whether his life was in order, whether he was improving the world, whether he was trying hard and making a difference, or even whether he was honest. For the kingdom of God is not built upon the good works of men. Nor did our Lord ask Peter what he believed, if he was rational or consistent, if his theology was accurate. For the kingdom of God is not built upon faith. Jesus asks Peter, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter's answer was not his own. Flesh and blood did not reveal it to him. The Spirit who once hovered over the primordial chaotic waters of the universe, who lit upon the Messiah in the form of a dove, opened Peter's lips, and out came the Word of God. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And it's upon this Word of God, this revelation of His love in the Messiah, which is on the lips of men, that Christ builds His church. And this is the way God builds. What Peter could not say, God said for him. God purified Peter from the inside out. He entered into Peter. Peter was a sinner, a terrible sinner. He was a blowhard, angry man, a pietist who tried to force his dietary laws upon free men. But still, God loved Peter. He entered into him and opened his lips and cleansed those lips for confession. Peter's mouth, by grace, declared God's praise. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." That is the way God builds. He is the actor, the architect, and the builder. He even provides the material. He does for Peter what Peter could not do for himself. He gives Peter his word. The same is true for Paul. If calling Peter to be one of his apostles seemed like a radical thing for the Lord to do, and it did, how much more radical was it for him to call Paul? Here is a man who was committed to destroying the Christian church. He wanted absolutely nothing to do with Jesus, whom he considered to be a fake and a false teacher. He hated Jesus and all who followed him. And yet, the Lord loved Paul and declared to him that you will be one of my apostles, and decided to make him the leading apostle to the Gentiles. Who could possibly deny that the conversion of St. Paul was anyone but the Lord's doing? Who could possibly claim that Paul had anything to do with it at all? For Paul was completely against Jesus and his church, and the Lord chose him for himself. He did for Paul what Paul could not do for himself. He gave Paul his word, and Paul's mouth, like Peter's, declared God's praise. He preached Christ crucified for the rest of his life, right up to the day he was put to death for making the good confession. Dear friends in Christ, this is how the Lord also works in you. Like St. Peter and St. Paul, there was nothing in you to attract the Lord to you. You came into this world spiritually dead, spiritually blind, and enemies of God. What's more, like St. Peter and St. Paul, you could do nothing about your condition. But the Lord showed His love for you, for He chose you and brought you into His kingdom and made you His. He did for you what you could not do for yourselves. He gave you His word. He placed His divine name upon you at the baptismal font, and He continues to place that name upon you here in His house as you partake of the word of absolution and also as you eat and drink the very body and blood of Christ. So come to the altar this day, dear friends, in repentance and faith, following in the footsteps of the faithful apostles, the leading apostles, St. Peter and St. Paul. Leave your sins here upon the Lord and receive the sustenance your faith needs, so that you may be strengthened to follow them in making the good confession, declaring Jesus to be the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that you may also at all times be ready to even lay down your life for Him who laid down His life for you. Lord, grant this unto us all. In Jesus' holy and precious name, Amen.